Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October 29th, 2023. And I got kind of an interesting double whammy here for us. Yesterday, I talked to Carrie, you know, on this podcast, and he wanted to know about why life is so difficult. Then I get a second email, which I'm afraid I didn't understand, and it's from his wife, Karen. And Karen asks the question, why is good, I mean real good, she says, so difficult to achieve in this world? So I got I got a husband and wife here. Casey wanting, you know, to understand the whole interpretation of life, and then his wife asking about why is good so difficult in this world. I think that I love you both. I think that is really, really wonderful what you two decided to do, to email me and do this. I think it's very kind. And by the way, for those of you listening, I don't know either one of them, so I have to do some inner soul searching to try to answer their question in a way in which I hope will help them. Well, what is good? Something that it's defined by the idea of something that benefits another person, okay? And that's typically the way we look at it. Something that benefits us, something that gives us something we need or want, or that we see as maybe helpful to our cause for living. That's something like that. So the whole idea of life is very similar to what I said to your husband. And I hope, Karen, this kind of gels within you. Life is just what it is. It's a way of transforming what is going on within me into this earthly experience for me to recognize. Everything that's going on within me is to be recognized for what it is. And if I have no recognition of it, then I will either look at it as if it benefits my body and what I think of as my life as good, and if it doesn't, then I will look at it as bad. But that is a matter of Greg Penn conjecture. It is his assumption, his position, the way he has postured his mind to believe right is right and wrong is wrong, that kind of thing. So, Karen, if you wish for goodness in your life, you will have to live as merciful. This I have learned over my many, many years of teaching and my many years of living. You have to be able to be merciful. You must change the water into wine. You have to look at things from a different posture. If I am only looking for the good that Greg can think, Greg deems good, Greg deems right, then I am leaving out so many things that are more important than what Greg can think of and Greg can believe in. I have to be able to see things in proportion to what is going on within me. How good is your good, Karen? How good is yours? Because that's what you're seeing. You may want compassion and beauty or whatever to happen to other people or in the world, and we all, well, many of us do, not all of us, but many of us, and that is all fine, but what am I doing in my withinness to propagate that? What is going on within me? Maybe my idea of goodness isn't so very good. Maybe it's something else. Could it be selfish? Could it be based on whims of unreality, not really seeing things for the way things really are, and not really understanding the reality of the world I live in? How is it purported within me? What is the story there? the goodness that we maybe think we seek has to come from within us. If it doesn't come from within me, that goodness, then I have missed. I have to live as goodness. You must live as goodness. Karen, it does no good at all, if you want to look at it from that point of view, to want good in the outer world. You must find the goodness in your inner life, in your inner being. That is where goodness resides. And once that happens, whether the world does whatever it does, doesn't really matter. What matters is you have found the pearl of great price. And you're living with that pearl. You must sell. This is a parable Jesus told. A man found a pearl of great price, a great treasure, and he went and sold all he had to buy the land that treasure, that pearl was in. He didn't just grab it. He knew and understood the laws of how nature works in this world. There are certain orders, order of life, order of living, certain ways that we must follow. And if we follow them, then the treasure becomes magnificent. You're going to have to sell what you think of as good. You must give that up. If it's a philosophy, if it's a some kind of religious belief, if it's some kind of ideal you have about the way you think life ought to operate, you're going to miss, because it obviously isn't operating at that level. You must understand there is an order to this life. There is an order to this world. There is an order that lives within you. If you discover that order and follow it, then something will happen. Something beyond the confines of Karen and Greg, who want good for everyone and want good in the world. But it has to go beyond the confines of their mentality. And the same thing I said to your husband is the same thing that is going on within you. You have to give up certain things. You're going to have to give up your pride, your vanity. You're going to have to give up your ideals. You're going to have to start working upon yourself to find the goodness in you, which is found in mercy. Be forgiving. Be generous. Be kind. But more than that in your behavior, you have to be it within yourself. You have to find mercy within you. Nothing transforms a person's life more than the state of their mercy. And in my life, I have found it is only in that state of mercy that I have discovered within me that anything significant ever really happens. This means forgiveness, compassion. I can't emphasize this enough for you. And to do that, you're going to have to forgive yourself first. Realize, I have lived a life where I know not what I do. I have lived off the cuff. I have lived for the sake of my own advantage. I have lived for wanting and needing and believing in things that I think will make my life more comfortable. In living in this manner, I have created within myself barriers. Barriers of ideals and philosophies that have nothing to do with the meaning of goodness. You're going to have to first live that goodness within yourself. And this means you can't be looking at the speck in your brother's eye while you and I have a beam in our own. We have to start seeing things from a deeper, more profound point of view. And if you can do that, which you can, then you will find certain things will start to change in your life. And you won't fluctuate up and down, in and out with the tides of this world. You'll understand this world will always be troubled. There will always be wars and rumors of wars. There will always be difficulties in this world. But you will not be a part of them. That's a big thing. I could go on and on, but I won't. If you have more questions, send me more. I promise I'll answer them. And thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. If you ever have any, it's greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend. And again, as always, please forgive me, won't you? Huh? Hey? Namaste.